Track 128.
The Mount Washington Glass Company was founded in South Boston in 1837 and moved to New Bedford in 1870 under the leadership of Frederick S. Shirley. 10 years later, Shirley recruited the famed English silversmith Thomas J. Pierpoint, who also designed and produced the stag sculpture in the northeast corner of this gallery, to lead the Pierpoint Manufacturing Company. In 1894, the companies merged, and in 1900, the new business was named the Pierpoint Corporation, which thrived until the late 1930s. It reopened as the Gunderson Pierpoint Glass Company in 1952 and closed permanently in 1957. Shirley, Mount Washington superintendent from 1872 until 1891, patented 27 designs during his tenure, taking advantage of the early age of advertising to promote his products. If you look at the left case on the top shelf, you'll see a black face, and this is one of Frederick Shirley's most famous designs. He received a patent for this in 1879 for what's considered to be the first art glass in America. It was originally called Sicilian ware, or lava glass, and it was created by adding a small amount of volcanic slag, supposedly, actually, from Sicily's Mount Etna, to the glass batch to produce a rich black and sometimes pink or purple background. Irregular pieces of bright pink, blue, yellow, and green glass were rolled into the surface of the black glass, and forms were shaped using traditional glass blowing process. These were not terribly popular in their own time, but now they are considered one of the most collectible forms of Mount Washington art glass. And the museum owns several pieces of black lava and one piece of extraordinarily rare purple lava. To the right of the lava glass, you will see a biscuit jar of Crown Milano glass, which is also from the Mount Washington Glass Company. This features opaque pastel backgrounds with fine enamel and gold details. Frederick Shirley and decorating shop superintendent Albert Steffen received a joint patent for decorating white opal glassware in 1886. Another example of Crown Milano glass is on the top shelf on the left, where you see a beautiful piece with opaque glass decorated with gold and a snake handle. In the glass case on the right, next to the fireplace, there are a few examples of glass which I'd like to point out.